Hey, this is Paul Evans from paulbevans.com, and today we're talking about goals versus results. Goals reflect the desired destination. Results reveal the actual destination. Now, I'm all for goal setting, and I think it's a critical topic, but I also think that it's very tough to set accurate goals, and it's almost impossible to do that if we've never been to the destination itself. So goals reflect the desired destination. Results reveal the actual destination. So you set a goal to lose 10 pounds. It's an ideal. It's a thought. It's a wish. It's a desire. You lose 8 pounds. Result revealed. Accomplishment attained. Was the goal too big? You wanted to lose 10. The actions, were they too small or too few? Because you're 2 pounds under your goal. On the other hand, let's say that you lose 12. Result revealed. Accomplishment attained. Was the goal too small? Did the actions produce more than you guessed? For the most part, a goal is nothing more than a guess. It's where you hope to be at the end of a precise period of time. You have to do the work to get there. And unless you have been around or near the destination, it's going to be tough to be accurate. But once you've got a result, then every time you repeat a similar goal from this point forward, you have data to work with. You have a plan you used and the payoff from the execution. It doesn't mean that everything was perfect, but you get to look back and say, wow, okay, this worked, this worked, this worked. Okay, this didn't work. This propelled me forward. This held me back. This allowed me to run. This created a barrier. So when we have that payoff, then we can go back and reapply to our plan and really hit a new stride. So you should be able to move from desired destination to determined destination right from the get-go. So this morning, working out with my training partner, Matt, and we did bench presses. Now, I've done them before, so I knew that if my goal was to bench 200 pounds, it's doable. If the goal was to bench 400, it's stupid. But what if I'd never benched before? What if I saw somebody else bench pressing 200 and it was easy for her? What might go through my mind? That girl did it. I bet I can do it too. If this was my first workout, the result would lie somewhere between a really bad moment and the emergency room. But once I got under some weight, once I tested it, once I got some data, then I could make a wise decision about future goals and plans, not based on a guess, but based on execution. So continue to set the goals, but understand that goals reflect the desired destination. Results reveal the actual destination, what you actually accomplished, the level that you actually reached. So let's rule our results. Let's be results focused, not simply goal focused. Sometimes we feel like we've achieved a lot by writing down a goal. Achievement actually takes place in the process. And when we reach that, quote, that goal, and we have accurate results based on the action that we took. Until next time, this is Paul Evans for paulbevans.com. Hey, speak with passion or just leave me a note.